Good morning, Grand Rising, everyone. Thank you for tuning back in to It's Oye, and I've got something to say. It's such a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. I hope everyone out there is having a blessed and blessed, beautiful day so far as it begins to start. I would like to wish all males, men, people who stepped up, uncles, I would like to wish them all a happy Father's Day, because being a father is more than just, getting somebody pregnant. And it's the man who steps up to parent and guide these young souls that have to figure out this world on their own, not even so much on their own, but they have to figure out this world. And a lot of kids, you know, feel lost because there's no man figure in their lives. But it's for those ones to step up to be the man are the ones that are so highly and accounted for in my book. There are quite a few people that stepped up in life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to doubt that there are people like that don't want to be dads, because there are, you know what I'm saying? Because being a father can be a lot of responsibility, just as being a mom. But you know, for the ones to stick around and want to do the best by the kid and watch the kid grow up and instill wisdom in them and watch them grow into these beautiful adults like we are today is a beautiful thing. The topic today I would like to talk on is a father's love, because I know what it's like to want the love of your father. Growing up, my mom says my dad was there, which is, I believe it. She said the first 5 years he was there. And then they ran into some turbulence in their relationship, and then he was out. Which was bad for me and my siblings, because there was no man. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, she was the dad. She was the mom and the dad. You know what I'm saying? For so long. So she foot everything. And even when we talk, like, we had a conversation yesterday, and she said that one thing that I feel like I did for y'all, I said, I'm going to cut you off right there. One thing I feel like you did for us was you instilled security, because you always made sure we had somewhere to stay. We were comfortable, everything. One thing I can honestly say is that growing up without a dad, I definitely feel like I missed on a large amount of things. Like, having your father there is more than just, oh, he teaching me how to get prepared for my man and this, that, and the other. It's more than that, because a man's view is totally different from a woman's view. You know what I'm saying? So we have women out here that are single parents, and I applaud you all. Trust me. I applaud you all, because it's not easy, because you have to go out here, and single people got to date and find men and stuff like that, and don't find the wrong one. Oh Lord. So I applaud you all. Like, it's such a hard thing to do. Like, it really, really is. So I want to say this. Growing up without a father was hard for me, because I really, really wanted one in my corner. Like, I watch my little sister and my father now at where I am in life, and I'm like, you just don't know how much I yearn for that. Like, just for him to be as involved in her life. I wanted him in mine, but it didn't work out like that. And sometimes it takes people to grow up to know where they stand in life. And I just feel really, really bad that I didn't get to experience that. So I knew growing up, I wanted different for my children. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to find a man that wanted to be around, you know, because it's not easy, especially like when you have girls. When you have girls, oh my goodness, it's definitely not easy. And then when you have boys, it's not easy. But when you have girls, it's definitely not easy. And I'm going to tell you so, because it's the woman trying to show the girl that how men are, but she's getting a skewed view herself, because women are attractive beings. You know what I'm saying? They attract men, but sometimes men be good, sometimes men be bad. So you don't even know like what you getting until you be spend a little time and find out like, oh, he not the one, not the one. So once you go through that whole process, you're like, oh, I got to start over again. It's just a headache. And it's hard to find men out here that want to step up and be fathers, because they're like, nah, it's too much responsibility. Man, life is too much responsibility, okay? If you can't help and help me instill confidence in these growing children that will be adults soon, because we don't have kids for long. I want people to really understand that. Like, we don't have kids for long. When they're born, we have them. Probably till about their 7 or 8, their attitudes change, because at this point, they have developed personalities. And then once they develop personality, they want to talk, because guess what? Personalities feel, and they feel a lot. And when they see stuff that they feel ain't right, they want to say something, because that's that personality that you have. It would be such a far-fetched thing if kids never said anything, but they do. Like, they watch the parents, so they are going to say something. So if they see their mom not being treated right, the kids are going to lash out too. If they see their dad not being treated right, the kids are going to lash out too. So we as the older individuals must instill in these younger generations that it's okay to express yourself. Nobody's saying walk around here and go off. But it's okay to express yourself, because I know at a young age, I wrote this poem, which was published in a newspaper back when I was third grade, about wanting my father to be around. Now, I have a very good eye for writing, so I can come across very emotional at times, because my heart is put in everything that I do. So when I wrote that poem, it was solely so I could reach him. And I never knew if it did. Like, I never knew if it actually reached him. Because the amount of death I put in this stuff, you don't get, you know? Like, you don't get. Life is so short. It's so short. And I want y'all to remember the effect I left when I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? So if my father would have got that letter early, he probably would have been in my life a little earlier than that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he probably would have changed anything in my life. You know what? I take that back. He probably would have changed a few things in my life. Like, I wouldn't have been, I wouldn't have been so much in a rush to, I feel like, get married. Like, even I told my mother that yesterday. I said, she was like, we all have ways that we run off when we looking for love. I said, well, maybe, you know, we all did the same thing, you know, because I feel like we did. When we looking for love for something that we're not getting at home, we look for it outside and other people. Now, I know I'm getting a little bit off subject, but I'm gonna have to just hit this nail on the head real quick. I'll leave it to the next episode. So I'm just keep this strictly to the Father's Day acknowledgement. So back to a father's love. I know that having my children, I wanted them to have the best in life. And having a male role model was the best thing for them. And having him help like that, it's just a great ability, because we are raising young adults. And that's what I just keep hearing in my head. Like, these are the future. This is the future. Do not hurt the future. You know what I'm saying? Love the future. Teach the future. Train the future, because they are the future. For people where I am in life, we have a lot more days behind us than we have ahead of us. And we need to be figuring out how we can show the future the best results, so we can merge on into our new livelihood of love and kindness, you know? So I know, like, when my father reached out to me when back in November, I was like already mad. You know, for one, like I'm in my 30s, you know, I haven't heard from you since I was like 20 something. And that was the first time I heard from him since I was like 5. So when I was 22, he was like, oh, you didn't tell me you getting married. He didn't ask you for your hand in marriage. I said, well, technically he did. He asked my mom's boyfriend who was, you know, with us during that period of time in life. Like, I'm sorry you weren't there. And I know I probably hurt his feelings, but it's true. You weren't there. So I can't feel bad about you not being there. I had to forgive myself just to let you in. You know what I'm saying? So once I forgave who I was able to open the door to you. But I have to learn you for myself. And as I'm learning you for myself, I see where we stand. Like, I see where we stand. I see where we stand. And it ain't even no ill will, none of that. I just know how to handle you. And that took a lot of growth. But when he reached out to me, we had a heartfelt conversation. And he said that he didn't want any of my thoughts to be skewed by what happened between him and my mom. But, you know, they could never be skewed because that was between him and my mom. But I know, like, I love my mom and I have a love for my father. And one thing I do notice is that I don't love them both the same, though. Like, I have a lot more passion for my mother because that's my heart. You know what I'm saying? That's the last 30 years of my life. You know what I'm saying? So she is my everything, you know. When I go out here and I go to work for her and my kids, you know, like, that's my lady. But, like, my dad, I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying. But he did help me get to a point in my life right now, today, as of June the 21st, that I wanted better for myself and I wanted to love me, and it was okay to do all that because that's what I wanted for myself. Like, that's what I wanted for myself, was to love me. And if I could do that for myself, it is like a beautiful occurrence. It's a beautiful occurrence for me. So once I learned to love myself, I'm sorry, y'all, but, like, getting that from him, now, I want y'all to know he is a serial marriage person, which means he has many wives. He has many wives, which is okay, because he makes love okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, he makes it okay to love somebody. Like, he's okay with starting over, and then he wants to marry everybody. I love a person that loves like that. But at the same time, a person that loves like that is also shifty. And one thing, as a Scorpio, I don't like shifty people. I don't, because then I'm gonna have to question your motives. Like, why are you this way? But I just want to say that he's a beautiful person. Like, he really is a beautiful person. Like, he really, really tries. And that's all I could ever ask for in a person, is that they try first. Because if you don't try, how would I ever know how much action or reaction you can put in this stuff? You know what I'm saying? So this is like the hardest part, because now I'm like, this man knows how to love. This man not only knows how to love, but he knows how to try again if it fails. Now, for a lot of people, probably like myself, when it fails, I'm a one and done. But I guess because all of the years he couldn't express the love to his kids, he had no choice but the love of the people. So that's what it was. And I can honestly say, like, he did help me. Like, he pushed me in the realm to think that it was okay to be free and to end relationships, because things don't always work out. And that's what I had to learn between a mom and a dad. Sometimes we get together and we have kids and we think that having kids is the best fit. Oh, we'll be the best parents. Life will be great. Da 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 da. But y'all don't know the strain y'all put on y'all kids at the same time when the relationship ain't good. It could be good in front of people. Yeah, like, visually, everybody look good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all family look good. But underline, what's going on at home? Because just because it looks good don't mean it's always good. And we got to start thinking about that. Looks can be deceiving. So don't sit up there and just assume that everything is good, because everything ain't always good. So it's just growing pains, lessons, all that. It's life. It's life. Like, it's so much life. And we have to go out here and experience it. And I'm sorry if, you know, the way a lot of us experience life is not the way a lot of us live it. But in the same token, you got to understand where everybody coming from. Everybody don't live the same life you live. Sometimes you got to live a different life from other people for people to realize, oh, okay. Because a lot of people, oh, y'all going to be together forever. Da, 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 da. Don't get me wrong. My girl's father is a beautiful man. And he loves them girls to death. And I wouldn't wish anything on him but prosperity and abundance, and to take care of my beautiful babies, because I created them with you. If anything out of the relationship I got three beautiful girls, and they will be three beautiful women and three beautiful, strong, well-placed people who are connected with their feelings and know how to express themselves properly. And this is what we instilled. Like, what we instilled in them, you know? So don't underestimate dad, y'all. Like, they play a huge part. It takes some weight off the mom. And I know sometimes, oh, they don't ever want to come around. This, that. That's their red wagon. Because what they have to then realize is that kids get older. They get older. And they don't forget. They remember. And then they feel. And then it's on. Because then they're going to express. And when they express, a lot of adults don't going to be, I ain't trying to hear that. Oh, you don't want to hear the truth. Ha, you don't want to hear the truth. Oh, so you were that hurt, so now you can't take the truth. I ain't worried. It is what it is. You don't have to hear the truth, but you gonna know it, though. You gonna know it. And you can take it or see it how you want to see it. And if you want to be in my life, you gonna take it to the way I want you to take it. And if you don't want to be in my life, toodaloo. Toodaloo, baby. Ain't no love lost. You weren't in my life before. Why should I care if you're in my life anymore? I am down to bring peace to my family. And if that involves me bringing peace to myself, I must bring peace to you. But if you're not down to ride, I gotta go. I'm not sitting up here to hurt anybody's feelings. If you're not down to ride, I got to go. So, y'all just realize, and I know it seems hard right now, that if they not in the picture right now, the kids is watching. They are watching with their eyes. That's why everybody, kids are meant to be seen and not heard. Yeah, but they see, so they should be heard. They're watching. They're watching your behaviors, your actions, everything. Your kids are watching you. They're developing their own thought about you. Every day. So always be on your best behavior in front of your kids, because you're trying to instill in them the best responsibilities as individuals when they go out here in this world. Because truthfully, I don't feel like no kid should be afraid to go out here in this world. And it's up to the mom and the dad to instill that in the child, not to fear what's out here. Don't, because then you'll get into a lifestyle of complacency. You want to be complacent? You like being stagnant in life? You like being stuck in one place? Knock down that fear. I think they say fuck everything and run. No, face everything and rise. That's what fear is for me. Face everything and rise. Because I can't be scared of a world that's out here. Like, I can't. And I won't be. I won't be. I'm not going to let this world defeat me. Just like how I felt growing up without a father. I'm not going to let it defeat me. I'm going to do better than what he did. I'm going to find a man that's going to love me and my kids. I found a man that loved my kids. I found a man that loved me. But to love me wholeheartedly? No. No. So, yeah. Being a dad isn't always easy. Neither is being a mom. But there's roles to be played. There are roles to be played. Y'all know one thing. I was called a mad yesterday. I was so upset. I said, yo, I am not nobody's mad. I said, I am the mom, okay? When I had these children, I was mother. I was not mother and father, okay? I was not mom and dad. I was mother, okay? My girls, they have a father. They don't need me pretending to be one. It won't work out well. Because I'm not going to give you, like, yeah, I'm the man of the house. No? What? Let me call your daddy. Talk to him, because no, absolutely not. Like, I'm okay with being a woman. I'm okay. I'm not a man, so I'm not gonna be mom and dad. No, absolutely not. Like, that blew my mind. Like, a father's love, I would never want to take that from a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it takes them a while to wake up, yes, but it also takes, you know, people a while to learn each other. So, like, one thing I pride is mixed families. Y'all ever seen mixed families? So, mixed families be like, it be like the mom and the dad, but the dad has a wife and the mom has a husband. And then the one child, the oldest child, which is the mom and the dad's, then the extended kids outside belong to the husband and wife, the mom and husband, and then the dad and wife. And they all be together, and then they be wearing like little shirts, like saying little stuff like, we made this together, but we have this family. Like, it's a beautiful thing. And I always wanted that for myself, you know, growing up. Because I know it's like a lot of people out here that have kids and they sleep together and they're able to work apart from the kids. Like, the man understands his role that he must provide for his child. Got it. Emotionally, mentally, physically, psychologically. The mom understands that she must not interfere with the man trying to help his child grow as a person. And the dad realizes the same thing. He doesn't interfere, but they work together. You must learn to work together. And that's just the bottom line dollar sign. Like, you gotta learn to work together. I'm sorry, there is no world out here where you cannot cross one person and think that you won't have to cross them again. Because that's why it's called karma. What goes around comes around. You'll see me again. And I tell people that, you'll see me again. You sure will. And a lot of times when you say that, you got to believe it, because that's what karma energy is. What goes around comes around, good or bad. So when you go out here and reproduce, think about some things. Am I ready to have a baby with this person? Is this person makes me happy? Am I ready to be in a relationship when this child that we have conceived get here? Start processing these things. Do I want to be with this person for the rest of my life because we have a kid together? Like, we have to start thinking about these things and analyzing these things so we can know how we're going to move from this point forward. Because trust me and believe, just because you have a baby with somebody don't mean you gonna end up with them forever. It don't. It do not. I know too many people who got blended families right now. So it don't. And everybody, I just want to be with the man I had the baby with. Well, you're toxic with each other, so that doesn't work out. So what's your next point? So, I mean, it is what it is. We got to learn how to do things better. We have to learn how to do things better because a father love is hard to find, man. It's really hard to find. And kids go out here looking for it. Boys run to the streets. They become thugs and gangbangers, and they feel like, oh, I gotta fight for my hood because that's where my loyalty lies. Your loyalty don't lie in no hood. Jump off no bridge. Your loyalty lies to yourself and bettering yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, like psychologically. Everybody needs to get some form of type of counseling. One. And learn yourself. Learn your triggers. Learn what makes you sad. Learn what makes you mad. Like, this is a part of life. Like, we can't continuously be affected by the things that happen in our life. We have to close those chapters. So when I finally got to get my father's attention and even be able to spend time with him, because I've been able to spend time with him since, you know, I talked to him. Like, and it's been a beautiful thing. Like, it's been a beautiful time. But all in all, I had to forgive myself for him not being there. I had to forgive myself for him not being there because I was angry. I was so angry. I talk to a lot of people from the past now, and they call me 1-2-3 boom. 1-2-3 boom. Yes. I was angry, and that's where a lot of my anger came from, and it was displaced because, for one, I felt like he should have tried harder. For two, I felt like my mom should have allowed a little more, because y'all, like, when I got here out here in this world, my husband knew more of my family than I knew of my family. So we sitting around people, and he like, you don't know, this is just your cousin. Then all of a sudden my dad come in, and he like, Tony, what you doing here? I'm like, oh, well, I came here with my husband. What are you doing here? This is my family. Say what? I'm sitting in a circle with your family. Dude, are you related to me? And I had to ask my husband this, like, are you related to me? He like, no, I just know Kennedy and all that stuff. And I'm like, y'all been so close on the same side of town for years, like for years. But then it would make me realize why my mother kept us on one side of town in the end, because he was on the other side of town and she didn't want us to run into each other. So I could understand that, because my grandmother stayed on the same side of town. And we used to, my mom, don't go too far, none of that, like, because then people would see. And then, like, as we're older, people see all the time, and they'd be like, you, and then they'd be like, yeah, that's my dad, that's my people. And they'd be like, for how long? I'm like, well, last time I checked, I'm in my 30s, so it's been quite some time. And it's like, for real? Like, yeah, like, not knowing your family is a bad thing too. It's a bad thing because you don't know how big your family is or how far it stretches. So y'all get a chance to learn to love those fathers that are absent. Love those fathers that are present. Love those fathers that step up, those uncles, those brothers, those cousins, those nephews. Learn those people that step up and stand in the line of the fire to protect our youth so they know that they are loved. Because one thing I noticed, like, even on yesterday being with my family, is that with my brother gone and his son here, we got to show his son as much love as possible and as many pictures as of my brother as possible to remind my nephew that my brother loves him. He's just not here right now. And that's okay. And when he get here, he gonna love you like he ain't never missed out. And I promise he gonna be around, because that's all he could do from this point. He loves you. Like, that's your father. And you only get one. You do only get one father, but you get a lot of people that step up to try to be like a guiding light in your life. So out to all the fathers, I want y'all to know you are loved in my book. Happy Father's Day. Be blessed. I want you guys to continue on and have a phenomenal day as we walk this journey of life every day. Remember, forgive those who you feel like crossed you, because you're not closing any chapters if you don't. Like, you can't move on and say you're healing if you don't. So you guys be blessed. I'm around. Please tune in to the next episode of It's Oye and I Got Something to Say. We are going to talk about karma and its effects. Talk to you guys soon. Be blessed.